只能Shall we pray once again? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you this morning for your grace upon every one of us. Thank you for keeping us under your divine hands. Thank you for your cares. The last time we gathered here was the Upper Sunday before we went for the convention. That was Sunday before the last Wednesday. Lord, we are grateful to you, Lord, for the period of the convention, the great and mighty things that you did in our lives, the blessings of which, Lord, we are praying in Heavenly Father will be brought to manifestation on a daily basis in our lives to the glory and honor of your holy name. Thank you for the beginning of the week. Lord, thank you for this past week too, all that you have done for us. Lord, we bless you for journey mercies to those who traveled, your help in our places of work. Lord, your faithfulness, provision of our needs. Lord, thank you for your word. Heavenly Father, that keeps strengthening our heart to move on. We thank you, Eternal Father. We are back to your house this morning. You have made a way for us. You have called us to come and dine. We pray, gracious Lord, you inspire our hearts. Lord, let your word benefit our souls today. Let salvation, Eternal Father, that comes by the preaching of your word, that you have promised, Heavenly Father, be given to your sons and daughters in form of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the healings to our bodies, Lord, higher grants to the saints, that the desires of everyone will be granted, that the yokes and the bondage of the devil will be broken. Lord, in the life of those that are here captive, move, Lord, mightily in our means, stretch forth your hands to prove yourself alive once again. Thank you, everlasting Father. At the end of the entire services of the day, your name will be glorified. We remember your servant who is not able to be here today, who pray you stand for him and perfect other concerns. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves to Sunday school as we open our Bible to Matthew chapter 16, the first instance. Read from verse 13 to 18, and then we'll read Revelation chapter 1. All right. When Jesus came into the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father who is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." You can please be seated while we come to Revelation chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time. is at hand. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts once again. Now this morning, by the grace of God, we'll continue with the title of our Sunday school, Revelation, and You. Praise be to God. We have gone a little far in this, and I think the point where we left off is where we're talking about. Well, maybe we can do a little review if that wouldn't take our time so seriously. We'll be made to know that the prophet said the importance of revelation can never be overemphasized to a true believer. To a true believer. And it is the true believer that God gives revelation to. And that was actually makes them true believers. What makes a man a true believer is because God has revealed to him himself. And God is the Word. God is the Word. When he reveals himself to a man, it means he has revealed his word to that person. And from that moment, the person begins to order his or her life by the word of God that has been revealed to him or her. And in every age, what God does is that he reveals his word that has allotted to that age to the individual that are predestinated to him. Praise be to God. We have looked at revelation here. We have seen that when God gives revelation to an individual, the individual will have no fear of death. We have looked at the case of Moses, how he didn't fear Pharaoh. How the father and the mother did not fear Pharaoh. They did not fear his commandment. They did not fear what he could do to them. We have looked at the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they had the revelation that it was only Jehovah that demanded worship. And the prophet made us to know that what is faith? Faith is the revelation of the will of God. So when people say that I have faith. You're saying that you have revelation of what the will of God is. And what the will of God is written in the Bible, interpreted by the message of the hour, which gives us a better understanding of what the scripture says. So that is why an individual cannot read the Bible and then begin to give interpretation of on his own. You have to follow what has been revealed in the word by the messenger to the last church age. As we have been taught, there are seven angels to the seven churches. And this is the last church age. And the last angel to the churches has given forth his message. And that is what the law, that is what God is revealing to us today. And that what orders our lives. That what controls our lives. Praise be to God. The revelation makes a difference between the true believer and the unbeliever. In the case of Abel and Cain, we have seen that. In the case of the Pharisees and Jesus. In the case of the apostles and the Pharisees. In the case of the believers in the ages that have gone by. And the religious peoples of their time. We also seen that the revelation gives us personal contact with God. It is only by revelation that God contacts you. And that's how you contact God. In response to God's contact to you. If that is why a man that was saying that they don't accept revelation. And the prophet said, then God, Jesus has no way of communicating to you.
He has no way of dealing with you, because he deals with his people by revelation. And that's why he says, I will build my church upon the revelation of who I am, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them. And who I am, he is the word that have been revealed today. Praise be to God. So, on this, we came to the point that revelation, by revelation, we esteem God's words greater than what the word can offer us. Praise be to God. Alright, let's come to that now. Faith esteems God's words than the best the world can offer. We look at the case of Moses. Alright, let me just read a few things here for us so that we can continue. Let me read from Looking at the Unseen. I want to read from paragraph 43. I'll read from paragraph 43. Looking at the Unseen, preaching 1958, October 3rd. Looking at the Unseen. We read in Hebrews chapter 11. Before we read that, let's open our Bible to that place. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. You know what it means in the palace. He was raised there. He was trained in Egypt through his association with Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh's daughter adopted him as her son. And by that, that gave Moses entitlement to the throne. And Moses came to a point by revelation. He now, the prophet said, faith is a revelation of the will of God. So, by the will of God being revealed to Moses, and what is the will of God? He saw Israelites, that they were the covenanted people, that God was taking them to a land. He saw that they were God's people. So, the prophet said, when he saw that, he renounced his association with Egypt. That made him to say, I have nothing to do with Egypt. For him to refuse to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, is renouncing his association with Pharaoh's daughter. So by that, he's going to lose every right that he has as an Egyptian. Then he will be classed with the murderers. And the Bible goes further to tell us in verse 25. It says, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the trials in Egypt. Trials in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He had respect. How could he have respect if God had not revealed it to him? And that is why when God reveals himself to a man, you become God's slave. Though a free man. You become his bandman. Just like Paul.
That is why I say all that were gains to me, I did what? I counted them as dons. When the excellency of Christ was revealed to him, he couldn't carry that along with any other thing. He saw futility in this other one.
Praise be to God. Let's now come to looking unto the unseen. Moses, paragraph 43. Moses, when he had become 40 years old, a young man, and as far as sight was concerned, Moses had the world in his hands. He was the next Pharaoh of Egypt. And he had all the lands in his hands. Landed property. You know who has the land? Has everything. Controls. Right in his hand to be king over the entire earth. You know, Egypt was ruling the world by that time. Knowing of that day, and yet he looked through the window that Pharaoh looked out of, and he saw these Hebrews. To Pharaoh, who looked upon them, they were nothing but a bunch of murderers, because he was looking with his own intellectual eyes. He was not seeing with God's eyes. The Israelites, who they were not revealed to Pharaoh. He didn't know them. And that's why the Bible says that, you know, in 1 John chapter 3, that the world does not know us. They don't know Christ, and they don't know who we are. We are presently in the world, but the world does not know us. It's not yet manifested who we are unto the world, but very soon they will know. We are the salt of the earth, and we are the light of the world. One of these days, the salt will be taken, and then their soup will become saltless, so to say. And then we as light will be taken away from this world, and then the gross darkness will be deeper. That is upon them, because they are already under darkness before. Gross darkness upon the earth. But we are living under the perfect light of God, which is the word of our day. Praise be to God. To Pharaoh, who looked upon them, they were nothing but a bunch of mud daubers down there in the mud, making bricks. To the celebrity, as passed by, they were the same. All the celebrities in Egypt, when they saw the children of Israel, they were useless people, people that needed to be enslaved, people that had no future, no hope for them. And that's how the world sees believers. Useless people, noisemakers, churchgoers. They will not rest. Today, church. Tomorrow, church. Now, you kill Jesus. Yes. It's for our sake that he died. Our sins killed him. He paid the penalty for the sins that I committed, the sins that you committed. You wouldn't have done that. That's the very reason he came to the earth. That's why everyone that will come to him must acknowledge that he is a sinner. No wonder Paul says that I am chief of the sinners. No man is righteous except the righteousness of God comes upon the man. See? So the celebrities, they view believers. So that is why you believers don't look at the perception of the world about them. We don't care what they think of. That is why I tell our young girls, I say, why are you so bothered about what people will say about the skirt, the clothes you wear? If your skirt is long and is dragging down, you like grandma. Somebody is the one that view you as grandma. Does God view you as grandma? Does God view you as grandma? Aren't you pleasing God like that? Is God pleased with you? If God is pleased, you will forget what human being thinks about you. Because what human being thinks amounts to nothing. Because he's not going to judge you. It's God that will judge you at the end of the day. So, and if you don't comply with his principle, you'll be subject to his judgment. Even if man passes you,
If man passes you on the back and say what you are wearing is okay, and is contrary to God's word, you are condemned. It has to be God. You have to make God your focus. Your, that is why revelation does that. It makes you to line up with God, with all his command, with all his principles. And that is how you can. The only way a man can please God is by revelation. You know that's Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Let me just read that again. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith is the revelation of the will of God. When the will of God is revealed to you, the enabling grace is given you. Now, grace, revelation is also grace. It's enabling power. Because when it is revealed to you, the ability is given you to carry it out. When God told Abraham to come, God spoke to Abraham, revelation of his will from him. Leave this place where you are and go to the land that I'm going to show to you. Abraham has never seen that. But God revealed the reality of that to him. Now I'm going to read a scripture to prove that. God revealed the reality of that to him. That was why he never decided to come back to where I came from. He was looking for that city, which was real to him. Now, the people, they walk upon the heart, pursue what is real to them. What is not real to them, they don't give it time. And what makes the things of God real to you is revelation. And that's why the prophet preached a series of sermon titled Looking at the Unseen. Now, if you have to look at the unseen, it is unseen, but you have to look at it. So if it is unseen, will you see it with your eyes? You can't see it with your eyes. It has to be another sense with which you are to see that. That was the sense that was given to Abraham. That's faith. The revelation of the will of God. He saw the will of God. The will of God for him to leave that place and go to the land that God will show him. That became so real to him. All right, let me read the scripture as I said here. All right, let's read from verse 13, chapter 11. Before we continue with it. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. They died knowing the will of God. Are you getting it? Because the manifestation of those things were waiting for our time. But God gave them the revelation of his will. They knew the will of God. They followed it as if it was going to be fulfilled in their time. So these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. By what eye? Now, you saw it afar off. By what? By woman's eyes? Promises of God. The four square city, which is not physically on the earth. How did they see it? Was it by woman's eyes? Was he an artist that drew it and presented it to them? The great architect drew it and showed it to them. They saw it ahead. They saw it ahead. And that was Abraham was pursuing, looking for. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. And that has to be by revelation. They were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Strangers and pilgrims traveling from one place to the other looking for the first scarcity. They don't have permanent abode here. They knew they were strangers. By revelation, they knew that they were strangers. By revelation, they knew they were pilgrims traveling from this world of sin. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek what? A country. They that confess and they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country.
That thing is not displayed better. Is that the way displayed in every other? Oh, this is better than this one.
They seek a country. And truly, this is where we are going. And truly, verse 15, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned if they were mindful. But God had revealed to them that perfect one. So, this other one they came from had no meaning to them any longer. Had no meaning to them. Why? That was why Moses could take decision. A man that was a step to the throne, that was why he could take decision to denounce his opportunity, his right, his privileges. The guys that will follow him, he was denying that, I don't need these guys any longer. Because the step he was taking to refuse to be called Pharaoh's daughter means that he was saying, I don't want any privilege from Egypt anymore. That's what it means. The security men that used to go with him, the women that used to serve him, every privilege, he will not be a lone ranger. He will be on his own. Not only that, he became a wanted man. Because by that, he thought he would go and he knew he was to deliver his friend. But he needed something that he hadn't got. So he went ahead thinking that Israel will understand him. So an Egyptian and an Israelite were having some cross and you look at the two of them. And he dealt with the Egyptian. Right there. And took life out of that man. And single-handedly buried him. He did not know. He did not know that others were had a different idea about it. The next time when he was passing among them, he saw two Israelites fighting. And he approached them and said, you are brothers. You are Jews. You shouldn't be fighting. You shouldn't be fighting. Brothers and sisters, sisters and sisters ought not to fight if we know what we are doing. If we know what we are doing. There's no cause for it. It is like a revelation that makes brothers and sisters to fight. Is that made brother and brothers to fight, sister and sister to fight? That's what makes couples to fight. It's like a revelation. You don't know the will of God for your life. You don't. Oh, need revelation. You lack faith. So they got to Moses. Moses got there and was trying to, tell them, your brothers, don't fight among yourselves now. And the Bible said the one that was guilty was telling him, and said, "Say you want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian? The one that was guilty will be the one that be so loud. Say you want to kill me like you killed the Egyptian yesterday." Then the Moses knew that what he did was not a secret. And then he became a wanted man. But the decision that led him to do that was because he renounced his association with Egypt. Alright, let's move on. We are looking at a point that says faith esteems God's worth than the best the world can offer. Faith, revelation of the will of God. When you understand when God makes known to you his will, what you are presently holding, if it has no eternal value, you will drop it. Because what God reveals to you has eternal value. And you can't compare it with the things of the earth. Alright? So, the celebrities, they look at the Israelites, they were the same. You know, the southern. The well-dressed people, they were a bunch. They was a bunch of slaves, nothing but mud wallowers. They made them. God didn't make Israelites mud wallowers. Egyptians made them. But remember, it was a fulfillment of God's word. Egyptians would not have been able to do that if God did not say it to be. But when Moses looked out the window, the same window that Pharaoh looked through, he saw them different because he looked at the unseen and know that God promised that he would deliver them out of that place and take them to the land of promise. For he looked at the unseen, he saw the years that were coming. You see? He saw the years that were coming. And that is how today, if we will look ahead by faith and see destruction that is coming upon the world, we won't hold on to the things of the world. We know that one of these days everything will crumble, will be destroyed. You see, he saw the year that were coming ahead. He saw Egypt destroyed. Now, if he had not put his hope in Egypt, what will happen to him? You see, yet she was in a blooming time. See, that faith will make you to see what God sees. That's what the prophet told us. Revelation makes you to see what God sees. God saw Egypt will be destroyed in a few years' time. And he revealed it to Moses. Moses grabbing that, then he took immediate decision. He was not waiting until it would be destroyed before he took decision. Because the reason why it was revealed to him was for him to take decision now. And he saw Israel all comfortably seated around Abraham. How did you see that? How did you see Israelites seated comfortably around Abraham? How did he see Egypt in few years destroyed? How did he see? By faith. It was God revealing to Moses. And he saw Israel all comfortably seated around Abraham in glory. And by faith, he chose the worst the religion could give him. What was the worst? To go with the Egyptians, to go with the Israelites. You have to go with the Israelites, become more double like them. To denounce a royalty that he was entitled to. You see? The religion could offer him and compare it with the best that the world could give him. And he chose to suffer the reproach of Christ and consider it a greater treasure. No man can do that without revelation. Why do you think the politicians are killing? To be able to become governors? To become president? To become senator? To become senators? Why do you think they are doing all they are doing? Killing. Doing sacrifices and the rest of it. Why? Why are they buying guns given to renegades? To go and kill their opponents? Why are they doing that? It's for the material things of the world. That's what they are doing. And compare him with the best that the world could give him. And he chose to suffer the reproach of Christ and consider it a greater treasure than all Egypt could offer to give him. Because he endured, has seen him who is invisible. God has spoken to Moses. And Moses knew who God was. So he did not look upon the brightness. And that makes us, when we have this, it influences, all right? It influences our decision in every area of our lives. And that's why in this sermon here, the prophet said that when God is revealed to you, you will follow the instructions of God. Okay, let me. Oh, merciful God. And here am I say to the church tonight, Moses had in one hand the best the world could give him. There could have been no better. It was the highest office. It was the best the world had. By that time, to become the Pharaoh of Egypt. That is the ruler of the world by that time. That is the highest office. It was the best the world had. And religion offered him the worst that it can be given. A bunch of slaves in a mud pit. And now, if a man was looking, which side will he take? Without faith. And with faith. We have seen the example of Moses, who by faith was able to take the right decision. And that is why revelation and you is so important to walk with God. We cannot walk with God without revelation. Because revelation is God revealing his will to you. And when you say you have revelation, you are telling everybody that you know the will of God. And when after you have claimed you have revelation, you do contrary, it shows you don't have revelation. May the Lord be our help. Let's bow down our heads.
Blessed Lord, we are very grateful to you again for making us to see the beginning of another week. We thank you for the week that ended yesterday. We are grateful for the provisions you made for comfort here on earth to put our souls, our bodies together, protection over us in our going out and coming in. Lord, another week has met us again on the surface of the earth, and our prayer is that, Lord, may you continue to further your works in our individual lives. We want to be more like you in every aspect, in our actions and reactions. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word that we have been fed with again this morning. We can never appreciate you enough for the table that you have prepared and this wonderful invitation that you have given to us to come and dine. We are never tired eating this word. Father, a portion we have heard again this morning, you have taught us doctrine, you have rebuked us, you have corrected us, you have reproved us, you have instructed us. Lord, we pray, O God, that your word will find a resting place in our hearts. It's our prayers, Lord. May we not be forgetful hearers. Your word says we hear and we are not the doer, then we are deceiving ourselves. May we not be found as deceivers of ourselves. Replenish your servant for the virtue that left him as we live the rest of the day in your hands. The oncoming services take us to higher ground. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.